Hello.
Mr. President, I have Dr.
President.
Hi, Henry.
Mr. President, we just got word that the Senate has voted down the entire foreign aid program by a vote of 41 to 27.
Oh, boy.
And that they have also voted against reconsideration. Now, I would recommend that we put out, they can't stick with that.
No.
And I would recommend that we put out a rather tough statement tonight.
Right.
Saying that this undoes 25 years of bipartisan foreign policy, that the same people who have prevented, we'll draft it if you agree with the concept and read it to you, that the same group that has blocked the reorganization of the foreign aid program has now killed it. Mansfield was the leader of it.
But how did Scott vote?
How did Scott
did the Republicans oppose?
Republicans for to kill. So Scott Griffin voted for killing him, too.
Yeah, well, he's right.
But, at any rate, that we put out a very strong statement in saying that you are asking for immediate reconsideration and that those who will kill the foreign aid program will be responsible to the American people for the consequences.
Well, the problem we have there is whether we see this out of just white windows.
I don't see how they can maintain killing the foreign aid program.
They're very small votes, a lot of absentees.
I don't see that there's a chance of them maintaining. All the Eastern papers are going to jump on them like crazy. This is like the first Mansfield Amendment, in my view.
Say that this is a highly irresponsible action. The Senate should reconsider the action. Take on individuals, you know what I mean?
No, I'd say it's a highly irresponsible action which, if it is maintained, would undo 25 years of bipartisan foreign policy.
Right, good. That's
and
good.
That you urge immediate reconsideration.
Right, good.
Right, Mr. President, we'll put that out.